presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, Flash Gordon's memory was restored by the lithium antidote administered by Dr. Zarkov. Then the doctor and Dale Arden told Flash all that had happened while he was under the spell of the Wicked Queen's drug. Zarkov persuaded him that he must take over the Blue Magic Land just as he took over the other kingdoms. So Flash went in to see Azura, who, under the spell of her own drug of forgetfulness, failed to recognize him. Azura accepted Flash's claim that he was king, and at his request ordered the entire army of the Blue Magic Men to pass in review before him. While the review was in progress, General Tall sneaked to the balcony on which Flash, Dale, Zarkov, and Azura were standing and attempted to plunge his sword into Flash's back. But Dale spied Tall just as he drew his sword and gave the alarm, and Flash whirled in time to parry the blow and gave battle. In the duel, Flash knocked Tall's sword from his hand. Then he threw him over the balcony rail onto the parade ground below. When Flash saw that Tall was still alive after his fall, he ordered him carried away and his wounds dressed. Dr. Zarkov then warned Flash that he should have killed Tall. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the big full-page Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The full-page Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. When the Blue Magic soldiers see General Tall hurled among them, they stop marching and begin to voice their anger. Dr. Zarkov senses a crisis.
You should not have done that, lad. If we do not have a rebellion on our hands, we will be lucky. Listen to those angry soldiers.
You're right, Zarkov. I should have stopped to realize what throwing that fellow off here would do. There's no voicing regrets. We must act and act at once.
Flash, darling, what are you going to do?
Azura, raise your hands and get the attention of the soldiers. You can quiet them down and then explain the situation to them.
As you command, my king.
Azura's getting them quiet. That was a great idea, Flash.
What shall I say to them, my king?
Tell them that fellow made a cowardly attack on their king.
What is the fellow's name? I never saw him before in my life.
His name is Tal.
Soldiers! That man, Tall, made a cowardly attack on your king.
Let that be a lesson to anyone who may try to follow his example.
Let that be a lesson to any who may try to follow his example.
All I ask is their loyalty, and they will find me a just and kind ruler.
All his majesty asks is your loyalty, and you will find him a just and kind ruler.
Dismiss the review.
Dismiss the review.
Neatly done, lad. What diplomacy. That was a stroke of genius.
Yes, Flash. It was wonderful the way you averted trouble.
It was a lucky thought, friend. And I think we should take good care of this little lady. She may be able to serve us in other emergencies.
The very thing.
Dale! Friend Zarkov! Are you all right?
That sounds like Khan. Why, so it is. Greetings, Khan, my friend.
Oh, your majesty. You recognize me?
Flash Gordon is himself again, Captain Khan.
Thanks be to Tal. I knew all along that this Azura was...
Azura is in the same unfortunate state I was in, Khan. She, happened to get hold of a flagon of the drug Vako.
You mean, Your Majesty, that she...
Exactly, Captain Khan, and now Azura's memory is gone.
There is justice after all, then. That's the best thing I've heard outside of your recovery, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Khan. I have an assignment of duty which I think you may enjoy.
Yes?
You are to guard Azura for us. See that no one gets within speaking distance of her.
They will get to her only over my dead body, Your Majesty.
I'm sure of that, my friend. That's why I put her in your custody.
May I take her to the kitchen and let her stir soup, Your Majesty?
Why do you ask that?
I know, Flash. Khan wishes to give her a taste of what we've been through.
You were both made to do that?
Yes, Your Majesty. And Princess Dale was chained to the stove.
I'll remember that in case Azura disobeys my orders. But for the present, let her have the freedom of her quarters under your watchful eye, Khan.
Yes, Your Majesty. Come with me, Azura.
Your Majesty, I thought I was to rule this land.
You are, under my orders. My first one is that you obey me in all things. Go to your quarters.
As my king commands. Come, guard.
I can't stand that woman around, Flash. I'm glad you sent her away.
Now, Dale, really.
I'm sorry, but I can't help feeling that way. What are we going to do now?
Look the palace over. Zarkov, You take the west wing.
Very well.
Dale and I will take the east wing. Let us find the throne room.
Oh, the throne room. Yes, Les. I'm dying to see that. All I've seen are the kitchens and Azora's private dining room.
The palace is yours, Dale. But until we have everything completely under control, I wouldn't get too far away from Zarkov or Khan or me.
I won't. Don't worry.
May I make a suggestion?
Of course. What is it?
We are absolutely without any means of protecting ourselves except by our swords. Let us search for some means of defense as we look for the throne room.
A most excellent suggestion. Zarkov, I don't know what I'd do without you. By all means, let us collect weapons for our protection. On with the search.
And so our friends inspect the palace of Queen Azura. They are tempted to stop in almost every room they enter because of the beauty of the hangings and furnishings. But the object of their search leads them on, and finally Flash and Dale are rewarded when they push aside two massive metal doors.
Just a little further, Dale. Now, push!
We've got them open.
Flash, this is it. This is the Queen's throne room.
Oh, it is. There's the throne down there. How hollow it sounds in here.
That's because the room is so huge and empty. See? There's nothing in here but the throne at the top of those marble steps.
It's plainer than I thought it would be. Just the blue magic insignia. Three triangles on the black velvet drape. And a plain marble throne.
It's plain, but it's majestic and terribly impressive. And it seems so far away. There's no place for me to sit with you.
You shall sit at my feet on the very top step, sweetheart. Come.
Now, I'll show you.
Oh, you've sat in the throne without any speech or ceremony or anything.
This is just a rehearsal, Dale. Maybe I'll make a speech later. Sit down there, dear. That's it.
I hope your majesty will forgive my mentioning it, but this marble step isn't anything soft to sit on.
When we hold court, you'll have cushions galore, Dale. We're just getting our stage positions. The scenery and costumes will come later.
I hope so.
Well, you don't sound very confident.
Well, we didn't find any weapons yet.
No.
I hope Dr. Zarkov had better luck.
Yes, our position would be more assured if we had found some means of defense. I wonder where Azura keeps her ammunition.
Personal or military?
Dale.
Sorry, Flash. I just happen to think she's probably vamping Khan right this minute.
I doubt it.
Well, I don't think she's succeeding, but I'm sure she's trying.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if she were trying myself.
That black and white square design in the floor is attractive, don't you think, Flash?
Yes.
But I do hope they have a big crimson carpet that reaches from the throne to the door for state occasions.
Flash! Dale!
Zarkov. Stay in here, Dr. Zarkov. Here we are.
I see you have found the throne room.
Got someone with him. Who is it?
I don't know. I never saw him around here before.
Yes, we found the throne room, Zarkov. That's all we found.
I found this man and these gloves, King Flash.
Just Flash to you, Zarkov, old friend. What have you there?
This is Grom, keeper of Azura's paralyzing gas gloves.
Your majesty.
What are the gloves for?
Explain them, Grom.
The fumes from these gloves, when broken, will instantly paralyze anyone within range, your majesty. If they strike anyone in exploding, they will die on the spot.
Very interesting, Grom. You may go. Now leave those gloves here. Good work, Dr. Zarkov. Now we are able to defend ourselves. It's been a strenuous day. Let us retire to our quarters. Tomorrow, we will take over the kingdom by force.
A short time later in the officers' quarters, General Tal is discussing something.
If it hadn't been for that girl, Dale Arden, I'd have killed that ex-prisoner who styles himself king.
That's true, General Tal.
You say Queen Azura announced to the army that I made a cowardly attack.
Yes, General. She said this self-made king was only defending himself, as any of us would have done. Didn't she, comrade?
That's right, comrade.
They must have given her some of that lithium.
You think Queen Azura is drugged?
She must be to make statements like that. We must rescue her. Restore her memory and put her back in power.
Yes, General.
Then we'll recapture these fancy prisoners who are playing kings for the day. And this time, I'll make a good job of that Flash Gordon.
We'll help you, General Tal. You can count on us. Can't he, comrade?
Yes, General. You can count on us.
And we'll get some others who'll rebel with us.
Good. That's spoken like true blue magic men.
General Tal,
General Tall.
Yeah, who's that?
It's Grum.
Grum, well, what is it?
General Tall. The enemy has got some of the gas globes.
Not all of them. Grum, they didn't get all of them.
No, sire, only about a dozen. I smuggled out some of the gas masks. Here they are.
Excellent, excellent. You will be rewarded for this, Grum.
Thank you, General Tall. I did it for my country and my queen.
Find Azura, and we'll attack the enemy.
Grum searches the palace in his attempt to find Azura. He tries door after door. Finally, he sees a light shining through a grilled, transparent door. He looks in and finds...
Guard, why do you stand there with that gun in your hand?
I have my orders to keep my eye on you, Azura.
What have I done? Why am I a prisoner?
You aren't a prisoner, Azura. I'm only protecting you.
Well, if you're a bodyguard, why can't you relax? Come and sit down here beside me.
Oh, no.
Why not? Are you afraid of me?
Listen, Azura, I'm afraid of no one, man or woman. I simply am not interested. If there is nothing I can do for your comfort, I'll go outside and stand guard in the hall.
Oh, very well. Bring me some vodka.
I'll get some and be right back. Here, you.
Why?
What are you doing here?
I was just seeing if Azura was well guarded.
She is. I'm here. Now, get out. And stay out.
Certainly.
Late that night, the masked rebels are led by Grum to Azura's quarters. From their position on top of a high wall...
Blow some of the sleep gas on the enemy guards.
At once, General Tao.
Ah, that's taken care of them. Now, where is Azura?
Right this way, General. There, see? There's the guard who ordered me away. He's asleep across Azura's doorway.
Give him a shot of the gas, Grum.
With pleasure.
Now, let's get Azura.
Look, there she is, asleep.
I'll awaken her. Azura. Azura.
She doesn't move. Is she?
No, she's not dead. She's breathing all right. She may be exhausted and sleeping soundly.
But, General Tao, they may have drugged her so she wouldn't be able to escape.
No matter. Asleep or drugged, carry the queen to safety. Then on to kill Flash Gordon.
Will Saul succeed in restoring Azura to the throne? And what will happen to our friends Dale, Flash, and Zarkov? Follow the picture version of these thrilling adventures in the big full-page comic weekly, which is distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In order to completely enjoy the radio program, you should know what Flash Gordon and Dale Arden look like. And Saul, Dr. Zarkov, Queen Azura, Khan, and the other amazing characters who appear in this series. You'll find them all vividly portrayed in full-colored action pictures each Sunday in the big comic weekly and only in the comic weekly. This marvelous comic weekly, the world's foremost collection of humor and adventure, is published in full-page size and is just crammed full of the funniest merrymakers and the most daring adventurers in the world of pictures. So be sure to get the big full-page comic weekly next Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And don't forget our date next week at the same time for the next chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.